This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi currently behind closed doors with her caucus as more and more House Democratic members are calling for President Trump to be impeached. Pelosi's been cool to the idea of impeachment. She's been preferring aggressive investigations and oversight of the president and his administration. Many Democrats angry, though, that former White House counsel Don McGahn ignored a subpoena to testify before a House panel yesterday. Illegal immigrants could get government-funded health care coverage in the state of California now, as competing bills in Sacramento would either offer coverage to all illegal immigrants over 19 or to young adults and immigrants over 65. The man known as the American Taliban starting his journey to freedom soon, John Walker Lind, is expected to be released from prison in Indiana tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States and China still working towards a new trade deal after President Trump said earlier this month the two sides had been close to one, but then China changed the terms. Well, the Chinese ambassador to the United States disputes that, saying it was the Trump administration that was changing things.
We are still committing. We are still committed to whatever we agreed to do. It is the U.S. side that changes its mind so often.
He was speaking on Fox News. U.S. F-22 stealth jets have intercepted six Russian military aircraft off the coast of Alaska, according to North American Aerospace Defense Command officials. The four bombers and two fighter jets were spotted inside the air defense identification zone, which is about 200 miles from Alaska's western coast. The Russian Ministry of Defense confirming the incident. Severe weather again in store for folks in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney Michael Avenatti is preparing to be indicted for his alleged involvement in a $20 million extortion scheme involving Nike. Avenatti tweeting Tuesday he expects the indictment will come down within the next 48 hours. The lawyer best known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels said he's pleading not guilty. Federal prosecutors say he threatened to release damaging information about the company unless he was paid $20 million. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke is calling for President Trump's impeachment. Speaking last night at a CNN town hall event in Iowa, the former Texas congressman said that impeachment proceedings should begin even if it hurts Democrats in the 2020 election. He said it's not about politics, it's about the sanctity of American democracy. O'Rourke rejecting other positions put forward by some Democrats, including Medicare for all and forgiving all student debt. And actress Lori Loughlin's daughter apparently wants to stay at the University of Southern California. Olivia Jade Giannoli was never officially kicked out of the school, even after her parents were charged with paying $500,000 to get her and her sister into the university as rowing team recruits. U.S. Weekly reports she's looking to revamp her image and stay a student at USC. And find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barn.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We got James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. But before we get into the Biden masquerade, I need to call on your law professorship perspective here. Investigating the investigators and all that Bill Barr is, boy, I'll tell you, he's rattling some trees here. And I see the holy trinity of Comey, Clapper, and James Brennan. They were like the Three Stooges on a hot plate.
Yeah, well, I like that analogy. Three Stooges on a hot plate. Hey, Mo, you know, but the fact is, it shows exactly that this needs investigating, because what you see are inconsistent stories, and now the finger pointing at each other. We have Comey pointing at Rod Rosenstein, Rosenstein attacking Comey, McCabe and Comey at odds with each other, Brennan pointing fingers at Comey. I mean, it's just, it truly is amazing. But what's also amazing is the media. Now, the media, including Fox News, by the way, has these debates. Is it really productive, Chris Wallace asks the guest, for us to be investigating the investigator? Actually, he just asked this of Amy Klobuchar.
Right, exactly.
And, of course, that was a softball to her, but she says, it absolutely is not necessary. We should be focusing on the Mueller report.
God forbid we would focus on the things that, you know, she's out there touting supposedly, you know, in her, for her presidential candidacy. And I keep saying, well, why don't you, you're a senator right now. Why don't you address those issues right now? Why are you just doing it, on the platform of this candidacy as opposed to as a senator where you have an opportunity to do something about this?
Well, the Democratic Party does not make decisions for the good of the nation. They make decisions based on their own political power. I mean, that's just demonstrable. And it seems as though each day almost that passes by, we have another breakthrough story. The most recent one did not come from any media in America, but it actually came from the Daily Telegraph in England. And that is that the heads of the MI5, MI6, the equivalent to the CIA and the British government, were given the information, were briefed on the Christopher Steele dossier before the President of the United States was, meaning President Donald Trump. So it's almost as if, from Donald Trump's point of view, hey, wait a second, the British intelligence, the Obama administration, all the way up to the top, it appears.
Yes.
But at least what we know, a significant portion of the Obama administration in terms of the heads of the Justice Department, the heads of intelligence, and they all knew about everything about the Christopher Steele dossier long before the president did. And when Comey went to brief him, much like Comey did with the FISA court, he told half-truths.
Yes.
He only told the president about the most outrageous allegations that were in the dossier, which involved excretion in a hotel room on women who were members of the oldest profession.
Right, and, exactly.
And that's the only, and withheld the real key information was that this information was paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. And to me, that is why this absolutely has to be investigated. And William Barr is playing it straight, doing it right, and he's not going to be dissuaded. I mean, they keep trying to pressure him with PR. They keep. I thought it was an amazing response. They asked him, what do you think about these politicians who say that your legacy has been damaged? And his response was, well, these people who are saying that my legacy is damaged, I would guess don't care at all about my legacy. And so he is amazingly unwavering. He actually is similar to the president in that way. He seems to have a spine of steel, and we need that so much in the Attorney General. So he's assembled a team, and he's been working on it. We picked this U.S. attorney from Connecticut, Durham, who's known as a bulldog.
Right.
And he's working closely with the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who we're told, if reports are true, may be coming out with his report next month. And he's working with John Huber, the U.S. attorney in Utah, who's also been looking into the FISA abuse. So these skeletons are coming out of the closet, and they're going to haunt the Democrat Party. Who knows? Maybe by Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, all fingers are pointing. All signs are pointing through the White House here that President Obama is, he was like the orchestra leader in all this. And I keep waiting, whether it's Clapper or Brennan or Comey, the president you gave us, he made us do this, the conspiracy on this stuff, and this is what I resent about the Democrats is this is a format that they use all the time. Nancy Pelosi spelled it out very clearly to the press in calling it up, calling it the wrap-up smear, and how they get this information out there. They tease it to the press. The press, gives it credibility because they're useful idiots and they report on it. And then Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, see, everybody knows about this. And just like in dealing with it with the FISA warrant, they leak the information on the Steele dossier and they took it to the FISA court and said, well, this is common knowledge, this is all verified, and when in fact this is all had been orchestrated, by the intelligence community. And then for them not to give Donald Trump a heads up as to what's going on. See, and the other thing too, James, what people are failing to hold on to is that this didn't happen during President Trump's presidency. This happened on Obama's watch. And boy, I'll tell you, whether it's Klobuchar, whether it's any of the other Democrats, the reason they don't want this going any further is because, to your point, they know that there is there's going to be a day coming when this has to be reconciled. It's going to be put in the light of day big time, and they're going to do everything they can because they're real good at shrouding and covering up and rewriting history. They're going to do everything they can to keep the whole truth and nothing but away from we the people.
No, it's clear. You're absolutely right. They carried water for Obama for 8 years. They want to turn their heads away and not look at the reality. And the reality is this. As you point out, this started when Obama was president. And the key point that William Barr, the Attorney General, points to is this question.
Hold that, because we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from James Herson after this.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
So someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. James, just to put a bow around this whole situation, if that's even possible, and I understand there's so many moving parts to this situation, the Mueller report and, you know, the predicate and Clapper and Comey and, stroke. I don't blame people for being brain bruised to no end over this deal, but you know what's the bottom line? What is the quick summary that you can give to our listeners?
I think the simple summary is that we're going to find that the Obama administration weaponized the CIA and the Department of Justice to be used for a spying activity on the opponent, and then through the agencies of those people in the Department of Justice committed a fraud on a very high-level secret court in order to obtain wiretap warrants. So we're going to learn much more than that, and we should not be shocked at all. Mm-hmm. Because the Obama administration had a pattern of spying. They spied on the Associated Press. They spied on James Rosen and
right.
his parents, the former reporter from Fox News. They spied on Cheryl Atkinson, and she's still in a lawsuit over it. And probably we're going to find out that they spied on a whole host of others by using unmasking and those kind of characteristics. So,
James, let me ask you this. In regard to the lawsuit pending with Cheryl Atkinson, she's probably going to win. She's going to get some reward. And it's going to come out of the people's treasury, not out of Barack Obama's retirement fund. See, this is what galls me, is that these guys, I say these guys, Barack Obama, I mean, he did this with Lois Lerner. They run off, you know, without impunity. I mean, or with impunity, and there's no harm, no foul. They still end up with their golden parachute of retirement, and everything comes rolling along, and we're the ones that have to pay for the offense. How is that fair?
No, it isn't fair. And if in the event that, you know, what we think is true is proven, then somehow anyone who's involved has to be brought to justice, or our American justice system is basically failing us. And it's not just through a lawsuit and fines and stuff like that. And that includes potentially Hillary Clinton and mm-hmm. Barack Obama and, perfect segue, Joe Biden.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's part and parcel. And as you write about in the Biden masquerade, who's currently the front runner in this ever-growing Democratic presidential primary pack, what do we have to, 2 dozen now? Or is it still 23?
Yeah, we have...
Or did de Blasio make it 24?
I thought he made it. It's either 24 or 23, but it's hard to keep track of them all. I know one thing, they can't fit in the clown car anymore.
No.
So they have to have a big van or maybe a bus, clown bus.
Well, you know, and the thing is, they're all desperate to try to get some attention, and it is amazing, and this is why, you know, the electorate has to be really smart about what they're hearing out there and compare it with the facts, because the rhetoric is cheap. And, you know, whether it's Elizabeth Warren, you know, Klobuchar, what she's saying, I mean, it's like, okay, you're telling us this, and then you bring out an Etch-a-Sketch, and here it is, a different story. And especially, I mean, the way you'd hear them is there's several Etch-a-Sketches. There's an Etch-a-Sketch for the primary. Then there's an Etch-a-Sketch for the general election. Then there's an Etch-a-Sketch once you're elected and you're in office, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So go ahead.
No, I was going to say, talk about Joe Biden here. You can see the establishment of the Democrat Party are in a panic. They know that if they get one of these other really far lefty candidates, it's going to be McGovern, Nixon, the redo. It'll be a landslide victory for Donald Trump, and then they're also thinking that they want to go back to the way things were. They want to go back to the swamp. They want to go back to the bureaucracy. They want to have the establishment power. Plenty of Republicans feel this way, too. Thus, the push for Joe Biden, who is everything, the epitome of an establishment swamp creature. And it amazes me the way they've been pushing polls that and trying to say that, you know, Joe Biden is an overwhelming front runner.
Whose thumb is on the scale here?
Yeah, exactly. Joe Biden, by the way, even in the polls they use, which most of them have actually the preference of Democrat voters in the primaries, the likely voters, the largest support is for that candidate named none of the above.
Right.
Meaning that the vast majority of people haven't made up their mind yet. So Joe Biden's lead is really premature that they talk about. And if you look at the actual primary local polls, they're much closer. Mm-hmm. But what they've been doing, they trot out Biden, who's been slurring words of displaying cognitive dysfunction, and they have their speechwriters basically having him say as little as possible, no specificity, no issues, because he can't, because the real Joe Biden is a centrist, even maybe right of center a little bit in terms of some of his policies. And if he tells the truth about his views, the activist base of the party that dominates the primaries will reject, and they'll kill him right away. As a matter of fact, the titular leader of the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has already rejected Biden. She said in a tweet, "We don't want to go back to Joe." And essentially, so, and he's gonna, if he were elected, he'd be 78 years old. You know, and when he was, and when he's inaugurated, and that's a real issue. But you know, in addition to this pattern of inappropriate behavior, you know, creepy Joe memes, he's videotaped. The worst videotape shows him touching the breast area of a little girl on camera as she makes these faces. And if he does this in front of the camera, in front of the press, what kind of man is he? And that he has that, plus he has his gaffes. But the worst thing about Biden are scandals. Now, we talked about one emerging scandal because he's in the Obama administration. He's got the Spygate scandal around his neck, but he's got two other big scandals involving his son and the countries of the Ukraine and China. And in both cases, it appears as though Biden allegedly abused his power to have his family make millions of dollars. The ultimate kind of corruption.
In the case Clinton, of the it's Clinton-esque, isn't it? It's Clinton-esque, really, on so many levels.
Yeah, of course it is. And he is Hillary Clinton, the redo. And by the way, the Democratic establishment is trying to fix the primaries to wipe out Bernie Sanders, because they know they'll lose if Bernie Sanders is a nominee, and they're doing it's history repeating itself with Hillary and Bernie. We saw that fix down in Brazil, wrote about it. So now we have a new fix coming in with Bernie. But these two scandals, it's really a different environment for Joe, because hey, Joe Biden's a Democrat. Normally, with a Democrat, right, the mainstream media will not report bad stories.
Right.
But the mainstream media likes some of these other candidates. They love Pete Buttigieg. They love Kamala Harris. They even love Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke. And so, New York Times and Vanity Fair, both left-leaning, have reported on this China deal, a $1.5 billion transaction that was made with Biden's son. Biden's son has a private equity firm. He got his money from the secure-owned Bank of China.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi currently behind closed doors with her caucus as more and more House Democratic members are calling for President Trump to be impeached. Pelosi's been cool to the idea of impeachment. She's been preferring aggressive investigations and oversight of the president and his administration. Many Democrats angry, though, that former White House counsel Don McGahn ignored a subpoena to testify before a House panel yesterday. Illegal immigrants could get government-funded health care coverage in the state of California now, as competing bills in Sacramento would either offer coverage to all illegal immigrants over 19 or to young adults and immigrants over 65. The man known as the American Taliban, starting his journey to freedom soon, John Walker Lind, is expected to be released from prison in Indiana tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you have to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jenny Beth Martin joins us, president co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, always good to have your perspective here at a time that's so needed, because we really need some balance here, Jenny Beth, especially when it comes to immigration. You were in the Rose Garden last week when the president rolled out his new policies and vision for immigration. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was, and I was very honored to be there. I'd never been at an event in the Rose Garden before. And I was.
Did you pick some flowers while you were there, by the way?
No, but the people I was sitting with, and I did note that there were roses in the Rose Garden. So it was. It's not just called that. There are actually roses there.
Yeah. It's it's a gorgeous area. It really is.
It really is. What I really liked about what he is rolling out right now is that he has a plan to fully secure the border, and then he's trying to find, he and his administration and the people who work for him are trying to find the areas on which we should all be able to agree as Americans. An immigration system that will bring the best and the brightest from around the world here to America to pursue the American dream. And we also need to make sure that they, that when people come here as immigrants to work, that it doesn't harm Americans and their ability to earn wages. So it needs to be able to protect American wages. And in it works to get rid of the visa lottery system and instead prioritize immediate families. That means spouses and children under the age of 18 years old coming over with their parent who may be working. And then it works to strengthen our own workforce and preserve humanitarian values. These are things we should all be able to agree on, whether we're Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative.
It's common sense, is it not?
It is common sense. I think that right now we are so divided in America that many people will ignore the fact that this is common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. I've heard some complaints of people who say, well, it doesn't do anything to address DACA or anything to address people who are here illegally. And that is correct. What we have always maintained at Tea Party Patriots Action is you have to secure the border first before you do anything else. Before you try to deal with addressing anything else, the government's going to have to prove to Americans that the border truly is secure and that the government can handle a secure border. And then we can go back and figure out what we're going to do next. But I think until it's secure, you're not going to get Americans who agree on what to do with people who are here illegally.
Well, several issues to your point. First of all, where the people are saying, look at put up. You know, show me that you're serious about this, because we've traveled this road before. It was during the Reagan administration in order to allow some 3 million illegals, in a sense, giving them amnesty in exchange. All this stuff was supposed to happen. And it's the Democrats that backed off on this. And now we can put some blame on the Republicans for not holding them accountable. But this was signed. I mean, this was agreed that all this stuff was supposed to happen. And it didn't happen. And now here we are re-legislating, re-debating something that was already concluded back in the 80s. And so shame on our government for doing that. And God bless the people for saying, look at you, you know, we've trusted you before, and particularly the Democratic Party, and they've not followed through. Number one. Number two, to your point, the border, the southern border, is a linchpin to all this, to all our immigration issues, because if we can't fix the South, we're not going to be able to fix people with overstayed visas, you know, people coming in, you know, from Canada, coming in to this country in all form and fashion, whether it's by boat, train, plane, whatever. They're finding their way in here, and we're wide open. We're a sieve, and the thing that's driving me crazy, Jenny Beth, I don't know about you, but they keep wanting to quote statistics from, you know, decades ago and talking about, oh, there's only about 11 to 13 million illegal immigrants. Wait a minute, that's an old figure, and I got to imagine that has got to have matured to at least maybe 25 million illegal immigrants, but they don't know. But the Democrats are happy to state a very low figure of 11 or 13 million people.
Well, yeah, they are happy to state that. I just don't even think that the Democrat politicians who run on the issue of taking care of people who are in this country illegally, that they even actually mean what they say. They had an opportunity during President Trump's administration previously to essentially offer DACA to the people, or amnesty.
He offered them the DACA. Full boat. He offered them the full
right,
boat.
And they still refused to take
right.
it. And
right.
So if they really cared about it, they would have gone to the table and worked in good faith to negotiate with President Trump. Now, I am not for amnesty, so I would have had an issue with that. But the fact is, he did that, and he called their bluff. If they really wanted to take care of those people, they would have found a way to work with the president to take care of the people. And right now we have people who are coming over the border, abusing our asylum laws, and our southern border communities are being overloaded with the people who are coming in from the people who are abusing the asylum laws.
Exactly.
Our courts are backed up and can't even process all these people right now. And 44% of them don't even show up at their court date.
Right. And Jenny Beth, instead of, you know, the smart people coming together, including the judges, to say, look, we've got a problem here. How are we going to fix this? Forget about that President Trump happens to be Republican and we don't like him, but we got to do this on behalf of the American people. No, let's not consider that. Let's just be resistant to the whole idea, because somehow if we give the American people a win, we give Donald Trump a win. How does that fit?
I think that it's just putting politics first. It's not putting America first. It's not putting the American people first. It's putting politics and your next election first. And I think that's to the detriment of our country. And I hope that we can go about in the next 18 months explaining to people that we really are trying to solve the problem, and that we're willing to give a little in order to get a secure border, and that the Democrats are not willing to bend at all.
Well, no doubt this is a process, and it drives me nuts when, you know, you present a plan, you say, well, you didn't say anything about drones, or you didn't say anything about new technology. Okay, this is going to require, you know, a comprehensive immigration program protecting our border requires, yes, all of the modern day technology. President Trump has said that. He hasn't beat the drum over and over again, because the rallying cry has been about building the wall. When we talk about building the wall, yes, modern technology. It's not like people are stupid and they're devoid of understanding the modern technology and the reinforcement of, you know, additional support, whether it's man hours or personnel there on the border to deal with this crisis there, Jenny Beth. But, you know, for the sake of argument and instead of trying to find solution, you've got people resisting and, not coming to the path of solution, only remaining, reticent to resolve any problems.
That's correct. And they want to add to the 400 plus miles of border that they're already putting up in strategic locations. And they also are going to employ technology to make sure that the border is secure. They want to fully secure the border. And one thing that I learned from briefings prior to the meeting, to the president's speech in the Rose Garden, is that as they looked at developing this plan, they realized that Congress can cut off the money to Customs and Border Patrol and prevent them from being able to do their job and prevent them from keeping the border secure. So they want to find a way to have Customs and Border Patrol be more self-funded through fines and fees rather than just dependent on appropriations from Congress. That makes that takes the politics out of border security and just puts the Customs and Border Patrol in charge of making sure they take care of securing the border without having to worry about the politics on Capitol Hill.
Well, she is the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, and our conversation will continue as time goes on, and we'll have to wait and see on how this comes together. But again, you've got to stay activated and hold them accountable. Jenny Beth Martin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Appreciate it.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visit are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're going to be talking about Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which comes to your home this May, and we're excited to be talking about it once again. As you'll recall, back in February, we discussed at length the movie brought to you by Tim Tebow, Run the Race, with Chris Dowling, the director and co-writer. And this time around, we've got Jake McIntyre with us, producer and the co-writer of the movie. So, Jake, what happened first? Was it the Tebow brothers or the concept of this story? Because it seems like it was so ready-made for the Tebow brothers to be involved.
Oh, my goodness, Bill. It truly was a godsend. So I started writing this and created it back in 2004 at Dallas Baptist University and, you know, tried to get it off the ground for years. And finally in 2013, it got in the hands of Robbie Tebow, who showed it to his brother Tim. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting at a table with them, and they're like, hey, there's something behind this. God's doing something behind this movie. Mm-hmm. Then we got funded in 2016. Chris Dowling came on to direct and kind of polished up, tweaked, and condensed the script, and then we were off and running. But, it, you know, the Tim and Robbie Tebow told me, they said, hey, we've seen close to, you know, 50 scripts, Jake. And this story about two brothers encouraging one another to go for their dreams, they said it just resonated so much with them that Robbie truly felt called to the movie, and then Tim came on board right after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that Robbie was in many ways the front man in this and bringing his brother to the front of this. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, for them to say that they get scripts all the time and, you know, I think very few people understood that, you know, Tim and Robbie were even interested in the movie business.
Well, that's what's interesting is I don't think Tim really was. You know, mm-hmm. Robbie always kind of had this passion for making movies, didn't really know how to jump into the to the business, you know, but their biggest mindset, their biggest goal is just to impact people's lives. You know, Robbie told me the very first time I ever spoke to him on the phone, it was like a 2-hour conversation.
Wow.
He said, Jake, Timmy and I look for vehicles that can make an impact around the world to encourage people. And we think Run the Race is one of those vehicles. And he said, man, you need to come out to LA and meet Timmy.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the plane. Let's go. Let's make this happen.
Sign me up.
So this is you see, this is the first of many enterprises. You know, as they continue their interest, particularly Robbie, in the movie business. Then
100%. I actually talked to Robbie last night for close to 3 hours. We were just talking about new movie ideas, scripts that we have that are ready to go, and just kind of where we feel God leading us to try to pursue the next one and to tell a good story that, you know, moves people.
Right. Well, you enjoyed some great success with this movie, Run the Race. You know, update our audience, you know, because for some, this may be the first time they see the movie, and that's great when they see it at home. And so give them a quick synopsis of Run the Race.
Right. So Run the Race is about two brothers growing up in a little small town. They're kind of growing up on their own. Their mom has passed away from cancer when they were little. Their dad's kind of a runaway drunk because of that. And you have these two high schoolers that are about to graduate high school, trying to get out of this small town and trying to go for their dreams, and they're up against the world. So they're looking at, like, football scholarships, track scholarships, and they're just, you know, up against it. But the really cool aspect of the movie is that one brother believes in God and one doesn't. And so you see these two brothers love each other, support each other no matter what. But they have two completely different worldviews, and that makes for a very, very interesting finale. So.
And Jake, I like how you treated this theme of Run the Race in showing what's possible when you run to instead of from the love of God in this case.
100%, and that's the kind of the mantra that is kind of buried in this film. It's not preachy. It's not on the nose. It's not corny. It's just real authentic kids going for their dreams, and they're figuring out if they run after God and they get him and they have everything they need no matter what happens to them. And that's the cool point of this movie. So we're super excited to have it come out on Blu-ray and DVD May 21st.
Right. And you got an all-star cast. I mean, the cast that you were able to assemble here is quite stellar. I mean, let's talk about two Heisman Trophy winners, right?
Right. Yeah. So it was super cool. So Tim's in it, does a cameo. You know, we needed a scout for the movie, mm-hmm. and we were shooting in Birmingham, Alabama, and Robbie said, hey, why don't we call Eddie George? He lives up the road in Nashville.
Right.
They gave him a call, and he said, I'll do it. So he drove down, and he was the scout. Now, we didn't tell him he was going to be in Florida Gator gear until he got there, so we kind of slow-played that one.
Right.
But he was marvelous. He was great. And then other, you know, household names like Michael T. Williams, who was Bubba and Forrest Gump, who, mm-hmm. Who was played in Fences and was Denzel Washington's brother a year or so back. And then Francis Fisher, so Michael T. plays the coach. And then Francis Fisher plays kind of their godmother, and, you know, of course, she was in Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. She was Kate Winslet's mom in Titanic. So we've got some heavyweights that really carried us. And then we have Mario Van Peebles as the pastor.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
No, good fun to have, you know, and, you know, this kind of talent. And, of course, you know, here's Tim. He's got, oh, we need an actor. Well, yeah, Eddie George, I'm here. He's on my speed dial. We just call him.
exactly right. He's like, yeah, we just did a Heisman Nissan commercial last week. Let me see if he's available this week.
That's hysterical. Well, Jake, you know, for you as a co-writer, and as you mentioned early on, you know, this was, you know, quite a project. I mean, you know, this wasn't something you just took on and in a couple of months, you know, Shazam, here it is. I mean, this was a 12-year journey for you. So the culmination of this 12-year journey and, you know, to run the race and now going to home entertainment, I mean, do you like pinch yourself and say, thank you, God?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was super cool to hear that once Walmart saw the film, they loved it so much, and they thought it was perfect for just an awesome family audience that they got the rights to have an exclusive release for the very first month. And so we were just blown away by this. So on May 21st, when our DVD and Blu-ray come out, it's really only going to be in Walmart stores for the very first month, and that's it.
Wow.
But then after that, you know, in June 18, we'll be everywhere. But we're super excited to have them as a partner, May 21st in Walmart.
Well, that's awesome. Jake, what is it about this story, about the two brothers, that connects with so many people?
Well, I think, honestly, there's just not a whole lot of movies out there just about brothers. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, some of the good ones over time are like Stand By Me and A River Runs Through It. You know, you kind of have a brother right. aspect in Shawshank Redemption. There's just not a whole lot of movies that just focus on brothers growing up and being there for one another. And then so whether you relate to the brother a role you know, maybe you're a godmother that takes care of kids, maybe you've had a football coach that was kind of like a surrogate dad, I think everybody can relate to some character in this movie, and it just encourages them and inspires them to encourage and inspire somebody else.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope people take away from this movie?
I want them to walk away. And like you said a second ago, I want them to run after God a little bit more right after they watch this film than they did the day before. And I want them to investigate Jesus. I want them to investigate their life. I want them to kind of say, okay, what character relates to me and how would I handle that situation if I was that character? I just want them to just do a reset button on their life and just ask themselves, what's really important and what should I run after?
Right. Jake, I got to imagine for you with the relationship that you continue to develop with the Tebows, that, you know, I sense this chemistry and synergy of mission that has come together between the three and also, you know, with Chris and others on the team here that I see you guys working together for a long time down the road. What do you think?
100%. Chris Dowling is amazing. He's an awesome, great guy. And when we're all together, like with Robbie, it's, I mean, like, it feels like a bunch of brothers in one room. I have five brothers here in Texas. So Timmy and Robbie. Yeah, so with Tim and Robbie, I just feel like I got two more. And Chris Dowling is the same way. Just great guys who really are mission-minded and really want to help people and encourage people. And so it's a lot of fun when we get together. And I just hope and pray that the Lord gives us more time and more stories to tell.
Amen. Well, May 21st, that's the big date. Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which had a stellar run at the box office, is now coming to home entertainment and available May 21st at a Walmart near you, right?
Absolutely, brother.
Jay McIntyre, producer and co-writer of the movie. Jake, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Bill, always a pleasure. Enjoyed it.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart cotton body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers.